Work continues on New Year's Eve as the Jags get ready for the final game of the 2015 season. Jaguars-Texans coming up Sunday at NRG Stadium in Houston. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars will wrap up the regular season in Houston against the division rival Texans, and those Texans can win the division with a victory over the Jags. They can also win the division if they lose to the Jaguars as well. The Colts are so far behind. A few injury updates for the Jaguars heading into this weekend's game. Jared Odrich back on the practice field again with a deep bruise in his left quad. Weak side linebacker Telvin Smith out on Thursday, still battling the shoulder injury. And right tackle Jeremy Parnell off to the side again on Thursday, nursing a hamstring injury. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles' second season is coming to a close, and he's closing in on yet another milestone, 179 passing yards away from surpassing Mark Brunell's franchise single-season record. That was set back in 1996. And Bortles, of course, has already blown away the team record with 35 touchdown passes, and that's second in the league behind Tom Brady's 36. Bortles has already blown away the team record with 35 touchdown passes, and that's second in the league this year behind Tom Brady's 36. Entering the week, everybody seemed to know he had a shot at the touchdown title, except number five.
Well, I didn't even know I was behind Tom Brady until somebody told me this morning. I couldn't tell you who's on the list. I know Carson's probably up there, right? True. You know, that's a good group to be mentioned with, no matter what the subject is. You know, those guys are unbelievable, elite quarterbacks that have been doing it for a long time. So I think that's pretty cool. I think it's a tribute to Ole and the offensive system, and I think it's a tribute to the guys that have caught all those balls and the guys that have protected them.
Over the last few years, the Jaguars have struggled at the end of seasons, and for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, that needs to change now.
The Jaguars are within days of ending yet another season at Week 17. It's eight seasons now. The longest playoff drought in franchise history. They can't change that fact, that they'll be watching the postseason yet again. But they can put a halt to a trend that goes back to 2006, which is losing at the end of the season. This is a club that's become accustomed to losing while the playoffs are taking shape. Since 2010, the Jaguars are just 8-21 in December and January. Again, there isn't much they can do about that. They'll have to wait until December of 2016 to enact any meaningful change in that area. However, over the previous nine seasons, the Jaguars have lost their season finale eight times. Actually, seven, since I don't count 2007 when they sat the starters in Houston. Their only win was in 2011 over a very bad Colts team without Peyton Manning. That is something they can change this week in Houston against a team that's likely to wrap up the AFC South title, win or lose. But they would certainly like to go into the postseason with momentum. The Jaguars should do the exact same thing. Slam the door on the season with a message that they're right on the Texans' heels, that they're a different Jacksonville team than the previous nine, and that they'll open 2016 next September and prove it. Sunday is a meaningful game for both teams. The national media will say it's more meaningful for Houston, but they're wrong. The Jaguars believe they're better than a 5 or 6 win team, and proving that to themselves is essential before this season ends.
Thank you, Brian. The Jaguars will wrap up the week on Jags of the Round Table tomorrow. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.